What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, I'm Jason Wachob, founder and CEO of MindBodyGreen, the best-selling author of Wealth, and your host for the MindBodyGreen podcast, where I'll be bringing you deep and insightful dialogues with some of the greatest minds in wellness. If you like what you hear, please give us a 5-star review, comment, and share with your friends and family. And don't forget to visit us at mindbodygreen.com for your daily dose of wellness. Thanks, and enjoy the podcast. Today, I'm thrilled to welcome Wim, the Iceman Hoff, to the podcast. Wim has climbed almost 24,000 feet of Mount Everest wearing nothing but his shorts and shoes, and also holds the world record for the longest ice bath, where he stayed in the ice bath for over 1 hour. In addition, this past September, he ran a full marathon in the desert without drinking any water. How did this all start? Well, there's quite more to Wim than you might know. After his wife took her own life, leaving him to raise his 4 children on his own, he found healing through subjecting his body to extreme temperatures and using specific breathing techniques, now known as the Wim Hof Method, to heal his life. Wim is a superhuman for reasons beyond his physical capabilities, and truly believes each of us have the ability to tap into our biochemical processes to reach new depths, discover health, happiness, and tap into our unlimited potential. He is truly an inspiration. Wim, welcome.
Thank you. Wow.
So this all started when you were 17 on a cold day in Amsterdam. What happened? Walk us through.
Yeah, amazing if I'm looking back right now. But 17, I can still feel it right now. Amazing how the mind works. Eh? That you can go back like 40 years. Exactly 42 years am I being 59 now, and I still feel the same. There was this layer of ice on the water, and I felt strange, different. I looked around, nobody around, Sunday morning, everybody asleep. I was like, I always was pondering what life is all about. What is the depth of life? Where philosophies, traditions, languages, anything goes through my head. And there, at an awkward moment, positive awkward moment of silence within, and I saw the water beneath this thin layer of ice. And I went, it just went to it. It attracted me. I looked around once again, nobody around. I undressed myself, went in, and there it was, beyond or deeper than words can tell, connection. I felt connection. I felt something I never had felt before, but something I was looking for all the time. And it all came together. Playing around a little bit with that ice, feeling the power of myself, of me being unconditionally there. Nothing mystical, but life. And it felt good. It felt like connection. And that connection, that it lasted 1 minute or eternal. I went out, I got a rush, and it was great. Never had felt any of the cold, by the way. It only brought me directly into the depth, the way the physiology, the body is able to do, past our thoughts and whatever we think. It felt so good the whole day long. I had a rush. And of course, when you feel good about something, you go back. And the other day I went back and I felt the same. So I went back every day, all the winter long. And there I began to develop a way to breathe deeper. Why? Because when you go into the cold, what is what you do? You awaken actually to the deeper of your physiology. You bring in oxygen in the deeper layers of your body and brain. So you become different. And that made me able, consciously, through the breath, to oppose the impact of the cold and stay longer and longer and longer and longer. I found power and how to direct it through the breath and the consciousness. And that sounds all very abstract, but it wasn't. Because the cold is a force. It's undeniable, a great force. It's merciless but righteous. If you take it on with the cold, you are able to take on the depth of your own physiology at will, consciously. So then I began to separate the cold from the breathing. I had learned how to consciously go deeper with the breathing, and I brought it home. I began to exercise these breathing exercises at home. And they are different than any other breathing exercise in the world. Because they are simply coming from learning to oppose a very stressful impact of cold water, ice cold water, on your body. And specifically getting into this state, biochemical state through breathing, is not done in any scripture I know. Because I've read them all. I know them all. But this really goes far deeper and much more up to date for our neurology in the West. We in the West, we are not able to go into a cave for 20 years trying to find enlightenment of samadhi in the ki and the chi and the pneuma and this and or whatever the mystical traditions of the Christians, locking yourself up in a cell and beating yourself up to get some transcendence of the normal way of thinking and feeling. No, the cold is a highway par direct inside the depth of yourself. And their derivation is my breathing techniques. And they have proven themselves within scientific comparative studies, making people able, just in 4 days, to tap into the autonomic nervous system, into the innate immune system, into the emotion itself. And this is what the study in Germany is all about, emotional reactivity. And they see the Germans very meticulous and very engineering and going from A to B and not from A to C. First B and then C and then D. But they dig. And they found through these breathing techniques that not just 20% of the brain is at will at work, but 100%. Amazing the findings, but where it all began was when I was a seeker for something. There is more than meets the eye, and it is there inside. And I dared it, and I pondered. I dove into traditions and cultures and languages and anything I could get my hands upon. But the cold water directly brought me there where I was looking for.
So how would you describe the Wim Hof method to someone who's unfamiliar?
It is extraordinarily simple, but also extraordinarily effective. And it is backed up by science. So there is no speculation about it. This goes into the deepest of the DNA, which is being done right now with the top researchers in the world in San Francisco on the DNA. This is going into the lymphatic system, past the lymphatic knots, thought of impossible for humans at will to access in. It's there. This is also the way to get into the deepest of the brain, thought of inaccessible for humans at will. Now we have proven with Michigan School of Medicine, Wayne State University, how to do that through brain scans. No speculation. We got them. And this is also a way to get into the deepest of our system, the bone marrow itself, at will. So it all encompasses this very simple, yet very effective and scientifically backed up method. I say breathing, believing, and gradual cold exposure. No force involved It's all natural to bring one's physiology and brain functioning at will into the deepest of connection. We lost that, and we found the keys to bring it back. And how it is done? 20 minutes of breathing exercise, specific breathing exercises in the morning on empty stomach, a cold shower after a hot one. It trains the 3 times the world length of vascular channeling in the body. It's what we all have. And they have millions of little muscles. And they are being stimulated and trained by a cold shower. To begin with, 30 seconds.
30 seconds is the minimum. I ask that because I hate cold showers.
Oh, okay.
I just don't like the cold. For 30 seconds. That's all I need to do.
Exactly. I think you identify with a body which is vascularly not able to adapt to the cold. And that is done. We wear clothes all the time. We have a non-stimulative behavior toward the cold. What once you begin consciously, I mean consciously, not when it overcomes to you, then it is negative because your mind is not there. When the mind begins to connect with the vascular system, you taking the cold showers, within 10 days, you're going to love the cold. Because it exercises these millions of little muscles within the vascular system, millions. And it is actually vascular fitness. I'm promoting here, you know, frankly, bang, open, out in the open, the vascular fitness. Not only to show muscles from the outside and how good we look, but inside we have 3 times the world's length vascular channels. And they are all equipped for the blood flow to be driven with muscular tonus. Very primitive muscles. Killer number one in the West is cardiovascular related. Mm-hmm. How to tackle that? A cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. How simple. So take on the gravity, and this is the way. Gravity, this is killer, a big killer on the road. It kills more than any war. Millions of people in the West are going to die this year because of cardiovascular related diseases. How to tackle? Cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. So,
but for you, this is, it's in hearing you speak about jumping into that cold water at 17 and beyond vascular fitness, it seems to me that your method is much bigger than breath work. Is it a metaphor? Like, what does it really mean to you? Is it a metaphor for life? Is it about potential? Is it finding God? Is it finding spirituality?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is it?
You know, the source for our happiness, strength, and health and purpose of life is our soul. You see what we have done to the soul of the world, polluting the planet, exploiting the planet, being insensitive to each other, being insensitive to other living beings. And that is wrong. That will create tension. That will create difference of who we are and what we are in the depth of ourselves. And if we keep on ignoring the depth of ourselves, then we create all kinds of problems, like cancer, autoimmune diseases, depression, bipolar, anything. It is all related of not being in the core of who and what we are. We are serving a system that actually is not so good for our little children, the new generations, the pollution, the exploiting of the world, the taking out of all the species in the world and not living in harmony with nature. How can that be good to us as beings? What is the source of us and what do we serve? Do we serve a system or is the system serving the soul? The happiness, the strength, and the health. And therein I see the sense and the purpose of the mother in Baghdad is equal to the mother in New York. They just want to guarantee happiness, strength, and health, and purpose of life to their sons and daughters.
Sure.
It's called love. And that is my aim drive. And as long as we are not going to go into love, universal love, we will only find difficulties, stress and tensions, culminating in all kinds of diseases, and both mental and physical. And why this discomfort? When you are happy, you don't need six cars or seven cars to be even more happier. You are happy, unconditional. And that unconditional state of being, we are from birth. But we school our people, our children, in history, in mathematics and language, but not in happiness, strength and health. The core values, the most important values of life itself. If you lose your job, but you are happy, strong and healthy, hey, you feel okay. And you can march on instead of being depressed. You keep on going. If you follow the path of happiness, strength and health, which is the core of our being, the purpose of our life force is therefore there. If we don't lose that path, and we have all the equipment and tools to do so.
Within.
Yes. And I've shown this. The deepest of the brain, the deepest of the DNA, the deepest of the physiology, the deepest into the bone marrow, there is nothing left there. We have lost this connection. And through this cold shower and through this breathing, the life force itself, we get in contact the way nature meant it to be, through our mind, with our body, and with that, the sense of life itself, the soul, which is the core, which is the source of our well-being.
So if this is ultimately about, I 100% love everything you said, like going within to tapping into happiness, consciousness, connection. Look, we get it. Mind, body, green. We're mind, body, green. One word, not three. It's all connected. So love what you're saying.
I also love this mind, body. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The latest study has shown in NeuroImage published how the mind is able to control the body. I mean, cold, ice cold water coming on the body. So skin temperature normally goes down, isn't it? This is the way we think. But through my mind alone, I can make the skin temperature not going down while being exposed to the stressor, in this case, the cold. But it could be heat. It could be emotion.
Have you ever thought about that? The opposition of cold and heat, and you went to cold?
Yes. I did a marathon in the desert without drinking, and I regulated my core body temperature, remained 37 degrees, though I lost 5.2 liters of water.
Oof.
And still remained perfect inside.
Wow. Well, it's easier. Someone once told me it's easier to get yourself warm in a cold environment than to get yourself cold in a hot environment.
Well, then a guy like me comes up and shows that there is another dimension of control within our mind that enables us both to take on heat and cold and say emotion or disease. I mean, these people I trained within 4 days were able to inoculate a bacteria injected.
Yeah, talk about that. I've read about that. Just
isn't that amazing?
Briefly explain to people what went on there, because I think it's an amazing story.
So, a bacteria, virus, it creates inflammation. Inflammatory.
Yeah, systematically too, which is like the worst thing ever. You don't want that.
Yes, it's like fever, uncontrolled shivering, headaches, all over agony. We are talking that. That's inflammation. Inflammation actually is the cause of any disease.
Inflammation is the worst.
It's
like
worst.
The last thing, you do not want inflammation.
So it's the cause of any disease, and are we able to suppress it? According to science, no. And then a guy like me comes in and shows completely completely different. They inject me with the bacteria, and I'm able to suppress the reaction of the bacteria on the immune system. Thus, the body on fire, fever, headaches, all over agony. That's the normal reaction of the body to get the intruder out of there. There's something going on. We don't know. The body is on fire, and get it out, get it out. And you feel sick. And anything that makes you sick is inflammation. And that inflammation I controlled within a quarter of an hour through the breathing techniques learned in the cold. Going deeper into the breathing and learning how to manipulate is using the mind and breath as a biochemical tool to go into the depth and to re-regulate the immune system being out of balance, called inflammation, and now get a control of it. And with that, we make the immune system in the deepest of its functionality, which is into the bone marrow, the adaptive immune system, which is able to put a right hormone on the cell that makes the cell, the intruder, the bacteria, into cell death without all the collateral fever, headaches, all over agony. You don't feel it. It goes specifically bang there. And that's the way we were built, but we don't know. So I trained these people saying to the doctors, yes, but we can influence our innate immune system and our specific immune system and the autonomic nervous system. And they said, no, up to now hundreds of years of historical medical history and books, and they state it is not possible at will, so consciously, it's not possible to activate the autonomic nervous system related to the specific immune system and to say, to create, activate the right T cells and B cells to make the intruder, a bacteria or virus, into cell death. That is not possible. And we just proven wrong. There I said, but I show it to you. Then they injected me, boom, and I showed. In contrary of thousands who couldn't, I showed, boom, another chart, out of the chart. And within a quarter of an hour, instead of being for 6 hours sick, it's a controlled experiment. Within a quarter of an hour, was completely suppressed. And then they said, but you are the Iceman. You are special. You are the exception that confirms the rule. And I said, no, I'm a human. I'm a human like anybody else. And I even got an identical twin brother. And he is not able to do it. Why not? Because he is not applying these same breathing techniques as I do. He is not exposing himself into the cold like I do. So that's why he is not able to do that. So it's very simple. But I can train him in a couple of days and he will be able to do that. So they said, okay, maybe what if we took a group of people randomly chosen and have them trained by you, a year or 1.5 years, how much time do you need to get a little bit close to the result you have produced? I said, 10 days, I got two hands, 10 days. And it became 4 days. Hmm. And in 4 days, I felt these guys are able to change the medical history that we as humans are not able to access into the adaptive immune system and the autonomic nervous system and make them able to tap into both the systems and fight off a bacteria within a quarter of an hour effectively, just by feeling, just by intuition. I felt it, and this convinced feeling I passed on to these guys. I told them after a conversation of 6 hours, because we had to drive from the Netherlands to Poland, where I have a center in the mountains, old house, calling it a center, old house, somewhere at the shadow side of a mountain. And there we trained for 4 days, and it takes about 1,000 kilometers to get there, like 600 miles. And within that, I talked to them, and I said, finally, I reached them. And I said, you guys are the new gladiators. And you guys are going to win the greatest war ever, of the most casualties and the most of misery, the war on the bacteria and the virus. And they understood it, because it is actually common sense. It's a hidden, deeper natural wisdom, natural knowledge, common sense, that we, in the time when we had no pharmaceuticals and no hospitals, still were very able to deal with stress and disease. We were. And so they understood that. They gave themselves, and 4 days later, they were on top of the mountain at minus 27 with Celsius, which is very, very cold with the wind chill and everything. After hours of climbing from minus 10 to minus 27 for hours, and they felt great. We danced the Harlem Shake. You know where is Harlem? It's in New York. It's right over here, man. So we danced the Harlem Shake right over there, and then I knew at that instant it was funny, but it was also very serious. But my intuition told me these guys are ready. 4 days later, they received the injection within the hospital, and they were all 100% score. Randomly chosen of 18 people I trained, 12 of them randomly chosen, they all showed 100% score, effectively suppressing the inflammatory markers in the blood after the injection of the bacteria within a quarter of an hour.
Wow.
And there we changed the medical history of the perspective of what a human awareness and breathing is able to tap into the deepest of the physiology.
So if that's an extreme example of putting the virus into you, literally, let's talk a little bit about everyday use of the method. So like everyday stress, anxiety, depression, grief, something you've talked about publicly, like everyday person, it's like, I'm anxious, I'm stressed, or maybe, you know, I've lost a loved one. Like talk about that, like the everyday uses for not the extreme athletes, so
no,
to speak.
No, absolutely no. It's tailor-made, very simply simplified now, and also effective. You don't need to go to summit in your shorts or bikinis at minus 27 to activate the deepest of yourself. It only takes this conviction within yourself to go within your mind space that you are the one to be in control of all your systems, all your physiology, and with that, all the emotions. Because in the end, anything that is stressful on your cell's biology translates itself into emotion. Emotion is, was working last 2 days, of 4 days actually, in Miami. I gave it a workshop, and in New York yesterday, together with Professor Capel. Professor Capel is a biochemical professor, and he just wrote a book on the emotional DNA. The DNA is very regulated through our emotions, but we don't know how to regulate or our DNA or our emotion. And right now, we are with the top researchers in the world in San Francisco. We are doing this study on the DNA. On the DNA with Professor Ippel, and they say...
Alyssa Apple, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Alyssa.
Yeah.
And she is leading now this
study. Telomeres
and
yeah.
And we are doing this study now. And they say 12 years we know how the DNA looks like, but we don't know to get there at will. We have been looking through microscopes, but actually we have to look through our inner control, our inner eye, the all-encompassing, naturally made eye to go within. That's called interoception. And I'm just proving that in the Michigan study in the Wayne State University, released by Brain Image and published. But a lot of Akakadabra, it looks like, because it's a lot of stories. In the end, it is, we found a key to tap into our DNA in the deepest and into our emotions, which is a product of biochemistry. And biochemical stress on the cell's level can be caused by a breakup, which I lost my wife in 95, and I was broken, little money, 4 children, left alone, in the cold, the emotional cold, broken in the heart because it works on the heart. And it works on my life energy, and it drains, and it is out there. I had to survive. I went into the cold, which healed me, because the cold brings stillness. You got to survive. And it brought me past this entanglement of my loss, of my broken heart. There I healed. And that from there, I began to build up. And now I am there working with the biochemists, chemical professors all over the world. And they say, we found the key to bring stillness in the depth of the body, at will, in control. So whatever is coming to you from the outside world, could be relationships, could be injury, it could be biological stress in nature. Here in the city jungle, there is different biological stress. It's all stress, and it oxidates, and that affects us negatively. Can we change that into positive stress? Can we inoculate this negative stress? Yes, we can do that. How do you do that? Cold shower a day keeps the doctor away, and 20 minutes of breathing together. And this is the most important, because it is so simple. That doesn't make it easy, but it is simple. Just believe that you are the commander of yourself. Learn to go into the depth of the physiology, on the level of the cell, of the DNA, of the lymphatic system, into the bone marrow, into the deepest of the brain. It's all there. Learn about this, and it's related directly to our life force. Cold is emotion. Heat is emotion. Emotion is emotion. It's all cell biology. And that stress on the cell's biology, we are very, very able to control that. Everybody wants to be happy. But sometimes we are unhappy because of stress we cannot regulate. We are dependent on outside forces, a relationship. It could be a house, it could be this, it could be that. While it is happening, we are still able to be in the eye of the hurricane. Peaceful, nice, watching the loss, but not being affected. It's all there.
So a lot of people are anxious these days. A lot in the world to be anxious about. And let's say I'm at work and I get an email or a text that makes me really anxious. Can't hop in a shower at the moment. Can't take 20 minutes. But like, is there something that you recommend that anyone can do in the moment in a situation where they feel like they're losing control? In terms
take
of
your mind. If you put your mind, say, this is the challenge. Do it well. Take a deep breath. Like I don't know. She had a very difficult name. The photographer here.
Mia Shell.
Very nice person.
Very nice.
And she hit it right on the spot. And she had me on the spot because she had to make a photograph. So you are there on the spot. And so close your eyes and take a deep breath. This is the first time me as the man who sells breath and cold in the world. I'm a great salesman, by the way. Sally,
yes, you
breath
are.
Breath and cold all over the place.
Do you want to buy the Brooklyn Bridge?
Yes. Anything, you know, anything. But we don't know how to bring an answer solution when we are into anxiety, into fear, into trauma, into a depression, anything like that we are not able to control. So it's like we have a bag full of robins and diamonds, but we don't know how to take the nut out of the bag, so we never are able to access our depth. And this ripple on the water takes the depth of our beautiful mind and being away. And we don't know how to tranquilize this ripple so we can see the depth again. And I tell you, if you take fully convinced, 3 breaths, fully in, and stay with the breath, not with your entanglement, your mortgage and your woman or your man or this or your children or this and that. Take it's anxiety is biochemistry. And we are able to regulate in an instant this biochemical anxiety, this turmoil, and bring it to peace, into balance, through the neurology of the power of our mind. If I'm able to make ice water on my skin, through my mind, not going down in skin temperature, that is the regulation of a stressor, big stressor, just by my mind. So mind, about being convinced, just know that the way nature meant it to be, equipped us with our mind, enabling us to deal with any kind of stressor. Take that conviction in that moment and breathe in, follow the breath, and a long exhale. Split moment, stop. Then the biochemistry of the anxiety caused by a external stressor is gone.
So simple as inhaling for three, exhaling for three, and holding it.
As simple as it is.
So does anything scare you or stress you out for a guy who seems to be able to handle everything?
If they don't give me enough coffee, then I'm afraid I need some more. I always say, like, I've been, you know, in my shorts on Mount Everest in the death zone, even in the death zone for 10 times. I had a good time. Or I lost the way under the ice and breath hold in shorts. And I couldn't find the way out. There was no fear. There was no anxiety. Because I had control over myself through this conscious, deep breathing. This is what I recommend for anybody. Like any rabbit, when it is going to die, it dozes off. It is not afraid of. It doesn't have a concept of death. It just goes with the breathing, and the breathing goes slower. You follow the breath, you follow the breath, and it is gone. You doze off. That's why I say, I'm not afraid to die, I'm afraid not to live.
I like
so
that.
100% live it. Yeah, let's go. And dance. That's the way, man.
So what does success mean to you?
Success to me is, it's a whole story behind it, but in short, it is bring love to the world. Bringing the beauty of the mind. Everybody has a mind, not only, it's beautiful. And bringing the beauty of the mind, scientifically endorsed, to the power of the people. Once the people have the power over their own mind, nobody wants to be not happy. Nobody wants to be just with the compensation of, I'm not happy, I'm insecure, I'm full of fear, that's why I need a lot of things, I need position, I need this and that, and then all the stress comes in, and the maintenance, and this and that. No, just to be unconditionally happy. That's what I want to show, scientifically endorsed, thus, non-speculatively present, because that's the way nature meant us to be. I began my soul search looking at the world, looking at misery, stress, and disease, and depression, and wars, and as if that is normal. I think it is sick. And I want to take out that disease. That is my, when that is going to happen, when I see people coming to me, like this person, I went into the training of the SEALs in Pearl Harbor. Because they are with the sleep deprivation. Mm-hmm. And this breathing really helps on that
sure.
Level. But I really wasn't aware second day of training what I'm going to do, because normally I have no program, but I have something inside which tells they need this. They need training on this, on the vascular system, or on stress, or on the lymphatic system, whatever. And but it always comes clear. So it was still just before the checkup on Pearl Harbor, the bar. And there I got this mail of this woman, Jenny, a GP. And she told me there in dear Wim, last year, I jumped from a third story down because I had it with pain. I woke up in the hospital. My brother told me about you. I began to do it, and I'm thankful for every day I'm alive. I love you, Jen.
Wow.
That makes me cry. That's powerful. That gets to me, my emotion. That gets to my soul. I can die for my little children, you know? It's that feeling, that is being alive. That is love, and that is the most powerful force in the universe.
I agree. So something I've noticed, you're drinking coffee, and something we talk a lot about here, nutrition, food. So how does a guy like Wim Hof eat? What's your...
I eat once a day.
Once a day, so intermittent fasting?
Yeah, already for 40 years, when the word was not out there.
So you've been intermittent fasting for 40 years?
Yes.
True intermittent fasting pioneer.
Yeah, yes, probably so. Like the intuition. I did it all intuition and just felt good about it.
So what does that look like for you in a day?
What it looks like is, by the way, I sneaked a little bit today because I ate a croissant. And which is not very healthy, according to my
daughter.
Did you
go to Almondine? You have to go to Almondine.
Yeah.
Oh, did you go to Almondine around the corner in Dumbo?
Oh.
Some type of bakery.
So Almondine, I have to say, Almondine in Dumbo is very like the best almond croissants in the world.
The temptation.
Like they're better than Paris. If you're going to have a croissant, if you're going to have gluten, go to Almondine in Dumbo. It's like, it's the best. So I'm glad you took advantage of that while you were here.
Right on. Croissant a day, man. That is the way.
Croissant and cold showers.
Hey, No intermittent fasting. Boom. The temptation was so strong.
Okay.
But normally I'm really into eating once a day. And so what happens when you eat once a day? Your eyes become bigger. Why? Because you got to look for food. It's all natural. And the ketonic state of your being, the neurology becomes much more into finding outside where is what. You become sharper. You become more alive. And that's what I like about it. Then even I like to indulge a little bit on the famine going on in my body and eat at 6 o'clock deliciously. All the enzymes, they are ready and they want to attack.
What's your go-to meal? Like, what do you tip? Is there something typical
for
you?
Very unhealthy, they say, but macaroni.
You're a macaroni guy.
Yeah, sorry, but yeah, that's me. Yeah, and sprouts, Brussels sprouts. I loved him too. Yeah, not all the time, but I think I can feel what I need. Like, if I need iron, I need spinach. Not a little bit, big time. Boom. And Brussels sprouts, a lot of Brussels sprouts with some olive oil, a little bit salt. Wonderful. Boom.
I love it. Wim Hof's Brussels sprouts recipe.
Yes.
A little bit of olive oil, salt, a first.
Yeah. Amazing.
So what keeps you up at night and what has you excited every morning?
Every day. And my woman keeps me up. And,
okay.
No, that's a joke. But, you know, to be in bed and to feel each other's feet, and we have a baby. We have a baby of 1 year and 2 months. 1 year and 2 weeks. I can show you. He's lovely. He sleeps in the middle all the time. We are like a triangle around him. And we only wear our feet. They meet, and that is so lovable, so nice, so electrical. Yeah, that's what I love. That keeps me like a massage through the feet, contact, communication through the feet. There is the love. And so, and the rest, yeah, no television. Yeah, maybe a documentary, a good speech, good conversation, and just hanging out.
And what has you excited every morning when you get up?
Oh, the new day is every day to me is a revelation of new things. So I just need to be ready. Besides of that, a good cold shower.
So to recap, so cold shower. So do you start with, do you go hot first, cold, then hot, or you start with cold 30 seconds and then hot? Just want to make sure everyone has their marching orders for cold showers.
Yes. I'm a seasoned practitioner of this now.
Yes.
So I just take the cold directly because that is the biggest shock I can receive. It's electrical. And within 20 seconds, all my body is completely adapted to that cold, and it feels great. And that, but I also like a hot shower. So afterwards, after say a couple of minutes of a real cold shower or ice bath, because I got a swimming pool outside, and in the Netherlands it's cold every day, and I love to go in, but. Everybody thinks I love the cold, I actually hate it. But the thing is, the secret, it's good for you. That's why
I do. So you actually hate the cold?
Sort of. I like palm trees. I just came from Miami now. I love palm trees. Botanically, I love palm trees, succulents, cactus, sure. And all that. And to indulge therein and to hang out and to stay there. Wow, I'm struck by all the time. Also by the buildings and the exuberance, sure, of life itself. The buildings here in New York, amazing. I mean, the architecture, that also is exuberant. I love exuberance in life, and cold hasn't got it.
So my last question, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice in your, say, early 20s or so, what advice would that be?
That advice, go for it, man. Go for it. Yeah, you are right.
I love it. Wim Hof, everyone. Thanks so much, Wim.
Thanks, Jason. Jace Arn. Yes.